So you would agree with that, the old traditional mass has strayed?
Well, I wouldn't use the word straight. I'd be inclined to use that it's the new mass is a joke.
Is a joke?
That's, I mean, it's no mass at all. And let me take just a second to point out that the reason for the increase of evil activity is related to everything that I speak of in my book on the destruction of the Christian tradition. It also has a whole chapter on why the new mass is
Well, you said a joke.
Well, it's a very dubious validity.
All right, if you can, Father, I'm a non-Catholic. Give me an idea of why it strayed so far that it's a joke. That's a very strong and controversial statement, probably going to get you in trouble.
Well, that probably will, but nevertheless, just consider the fact that the new mass does not use the words that Christ specified should be used in the consecration of the host. They've changed the words of Christ. Now, for anyone who believes that Christ was both the way and the truth, to change his words takes a lot of chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
Just to use a good Jewish word.
You don't stray away from controversy at all, do you?
Well, I guess I can't avoid it. The other thing about the new mass is that it's simply read as the history of the institution. You read this, it's like reading a story. And, you know, every time you read the scriptures and it talks about the Last Supper, that's not a mass. Real action, no real sacrifice in the new mass, and so the mass is just not effective in doing what it's meant to do.
And how did it get changed?
Well, I think that fundamentally, and I go into this in great detail in my book on the destruction of the Christian tradition, fundamentally, they decided they wanted to make one world religion. Now, Maliki spoke about this. He said that there were three major forces underlying much that's going on today. The desire for a one world economy, the desire for a one world government,
yes,
and the desire for a one world religion.
Well, and, I'm not sure that you could have the others without having a one-world religion. So maybe that makes it all impossible.
Right. And this, of course, is the driving force under Vatican II, the Second Vatican Council, and it's the driving force of the whole new church, which is, in a certain sense, no longer the Catholic Church. And they will sacrifice everything for the sake of this unity.
Wow.
And this I go into, as I say, in considerable detail in the destruction of the Christian tradition, giving you just an example. They have virtually destroyed the apostolic succession and the making of bishops, which, of course, means that the priests in the new church are not priests.
I think you're in big trouble.
I probably am. But as far as I'm concerned, they're simply not priests. And
right.
I think that this has a lot to do with the increase of evil.
All right, let's since you're willing to deal with such controversy and we're talking about evil, then let's talk about some evil. Father, in your church, there has been a tremendous amount, or so it would seem, of pedophilia. And pedophilia, Father, has been covered up, I think it's been proven, again and again and again by the church. You perhaps might want to comment on that.
Well, I think a great deal of it has to do with the fact that the clergy are not saying a ballad mass. If you consider the fact that when you say a true mass, that is the Tridentine mass, you are opening your soul, your very being, to what comes from above. When you say a false mass, you're playing with rituals, but you're not opening yourself to what is above, you're opening yourself to what is below.